Good morning, my friends. Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset, and today we have a lesson in self-encouragement that comes to us from Psalm chapter 77. Psalm 77 is a psalm of Asaph, who was one of the psalm writers there in Israel during the times of the biblical account. And he begins the psalm by laying out a circumstance that all of us have been in, where he says, "I cry aloud to the Lord. I cry aloud to the Lord in the day of my trouble. I'm seeking him." Have you ever been there? I'm sure you have been. The times when something difficult is happening in your life and you're crying out to God for help. And Asaph tells us here some of the things that he does when that comes. He questions his circumstance. He tries to understand what's going on. He loses sleep over it sometimes. And that all sounds very familiar, doesn't it? But then where I want to focus our attention is a little further down in the passage, beginning in verse 11, where he begins to put his focus on God. And look at the way he does it. Beginning in Psalm 77, verse number 11, he says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old." You see, from even long ago, he's putting his mind back to remember what God has done in the past. Verse 12, "I will ponder all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You've made known your might among the peoples. With your arm, you've redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph." And now he's going to recount a specific instance from Israel's history. He says, "When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock, by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Now, he uses a lot of poetic language there, a lot of symbolism. But his point is that back in the day, when Israel was being led out of Egypt by Moses and Aaron, God delivered them. He delivered them in mighty ways, even by parting the Red Sea for them to walk across. And you see, what Asaph is doing is he's going back to a story from what was the past for him, the days of Moses, and he's reminding himself that the God who delivered the people of Israel in those mighty ways is the same God I'm crying out to right now. My friends, do you see the Old Testament as that sort of resource for you, where you can reach back and you can read those stories about David and Daniel, Moses, Abraham, the prophets? And you can realize that the mighty things God did in their lives is a demonstration of who he is, his character, his power, his ability to redeem and save his people. And then what we've got to learn to do is to take that reality of who their God was and transfer it to our modern day. And remember, he is our God as well. Even though we may not have seen those kinds of miracles, we can be confident he is still capable of those things, and he still brings things about in our lives in ways that we do not see. Now, something I noticed there at the very end, he says, "Your way was through the sea and your path was through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen." And he's speaking of God there. You see, God's the one who led them through the sea. He's the one who brought about the deliverance, even though they couldn't see him. They could only see the effects he was having around them. And my friends, that is such great imagery for us to set our minds on, because we often don't see God himself working in our circumstance, but we have to, by faith, remember he is there and he's the one leading us. Let's trust him in that way. Let's put our minds on him that way today and believe that the same God who delivered Israel through the Red Sea is the God who will deliver us in our trials today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.